And right now, we turn to the car industry. And the 2004 cars have started rolling into a car dealership near you. But in such a soft economy, how's the auto industry hoping to lure in buying customers? Joining us now from his office in Ann Arbor, Michigan, is Mark Gillies, executive editor of Automobile Magazine. And welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Yeah, good to be here.
How has the car industry been affected by the soft economy?
You're seeing it in lots of incentives and 0% financing and an industry that's pretty desperate to get people buying cars at the moment.
Are people now expecting a 0% financing?
I think one of the problems that particularly the American industry's got is that people have got very used to buying cars on the cheap, as it were. And I think long-term, one of the difficulties that Detroit's got is to try and charge what should be the going rate for cars. I think Chrysler's just brought out the Pacifica, which is a pretty nice crossover wagon, come car, come truck.
Mm-hmm.
And they want $35,000 for it, and the car just was a disaster to start off with because nobody was prepared to pay that. It was overpriced, you know, relative to what people were expecting.
Well, the 04 cars are just arriving in the showrooms now. What are the trends you're seeing? I mean, are they getting so big lately? I'm expecting to see the first articulated SUV.
They are getting huge. The trends are very difficult to spot, really. I mean, they're all over the place. One of the great trends at the moment is what we call crossovers, which is cars, stroke trucks, stroke wagons, all mixed in one. Taller cars is a trend.
Taller?
Yep, you're going to see more cars coming out with a higher seating position. One of the reasons for the success of sport utes is that people feel comfortable with the high seating position. And as you get more and more sport utes, and you get more and more of them on the road, you need the high seating position to be able to see in on the highway.
Excuse me, Mark, we're having a little breakup on your phone. Could you just whack the phone on the desk for a second? Thanks very much. Now, let's try it again. You were talking about the high seating position in sports utility vehicles is now being reflected in regular cars?
Yeah, I think that's a trend that's going to grow, literally, metaphorically. I think just because people feel comfortable with that high seating position. If you look at research, women particularly like the high seating position. Gives them a feeling of authority and command.
The auto industry, I guess like every other manufacturer, has to look a few years down the road. May need to whack that phone again. What thoughts does what are they planning for what, 4 or 5 years down the pike?
Well, that's a difficult thing. I mean, what tends to happen in the business is that people rush into the next big thing. And obviously recently that's been sport utilities. Currently it's crossovers. One of the things we think might pick up, and I'm sure General Motors is betting on it, is a smaller wagon with a lot more convenience. They've just brought out a thing called the Malibu Max. It's a Chevrolet. It's a bit longer than a regular sedan. It's a hatchback, and it's got a sliding seat. Other cars are things like the Honda Element that's just come out, which is based on a Civic platform, but it looks like a box on wheels. It's very tall. It's very versatile. It's aimed at kids. It's kind of fun. It's cute. But it's a lot of versatility. And again, it's another of these taller cars that seem to be appearing.
Any progress on hybrid cars that would get more gas mileage?
Well, actually, yeah, there has been. I mean, obviously, Honda brought out a Civic Hybrid last year, which is very, very good vehicle. Toyota's just brought out a second-generation Prius that actually looks like a regular car. It's slightly futuristic rather than the sort of toy look of the old Prius. And there's going to be a bunch of hybrid trucks coming out in the near future. Manufacturers like Ford and GM are promising hybrid trucks because, of course, that's the area where they desperately need to get improved gas mileage because the things at the moment are getting worse and worse in terms of gas mileage.
Any car companies standing out in terms of how well they're doing?
It's difficult to see. I mean, obviously, the German makers are doing good things. I think Nissan has had a real turnaround with its product. Nissan and Infiniti are producing some very interesting and good cars. I think Cadillac looks like it's going to be a contender in the future. They've actually come out with a very slinky Mercedes-Benz SL competitor in the XLR. They've got a really nice crossover truck, and they've also got a very powerful 400 horsepower super sedan that is taking on the Germans. It's a really good car.
Well, Mark Gillies, thanks very much for joining us. You might, by the way, want to check out those 04 phones.
I hope we can. Yeah, thanks very much.
Mark Gillies, executive editor for Automobile Magazine, and he spoke to us from his office in Ann Arbor, Michigan.